Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. And today we're going to start a brand new series and we're going to be talking about this whole concept, this idea, this new, yet not so new, religion, the ancient astronaut theory. And I call it a religion because so many people nowadays are starting to buy into this. Some of you know exactly what this ancient astronaut theory is. Others of you have no idea. And that's why I'm going through this series. Now, in a nutshell, the ancient astronaut theory is the idea that aliens, these ancient astronauts, who were the ones who got the human race going here on this planet. And that takes shape or takes form in many different ways. Some see it more as like a panspermia idea, like basically they seeded the planet with some kind of proto life giving something or other, you know, DNA or something to get life kicked off on this planet, and then somehow it evolved over millions of years. And then there are others who actually believe that, for example, that aliens came to this planet to mine minerals, about 50 of them. And it turns out that the 50 of them just couldn't get the job done. So rather than continue working, they decided to engineer some humanoids, us, a slave race, to mine the minerals for them. And then they left with what they needed and brought it back to their planet. The point is, just this whole concept of aliens coming from another world, some other planet on the other end of the universe and some other galaxy, and kicking off life on this planet. And believe it or not, guys, shocking as this may sound, 1,000 Americans were polled about if they believe in life existing outside of planet Earth. And 60% came back saying that they did. Another poll was asking, do you believe in the existence of UFOs? Now, I think that question's a little off. I mean, a UFO is an unidentified flying object. Of course there's objects we haven't identified flying around in the skies, but that could be a bird. That could be, who knows? So anyway, I think the question's a little off, but anyway, most people know what they mean when they say UFO. They're talking about some spaceship flying around with little gray guys flying or something else, reptilians or something. And 1/3 of those people polled believe in UFOs, you know, spaceships with aliens flying them. Okay, so what do we do with all this? How do we as Christians navigate this? And so in this series, I want to talk about what is the ancient astronaut theory, and I already told you, but we're going to get a little deeper than that. We're going to look at some of the evidence that they use to support this theory. We're going to look at different various Christian takes on this subject. Believe it or not, there is some wild theories, different Christian theories that are being thrown around. And by the way, guys, I'm not going to take a hardline stance on this because in many respects, the evidence could go either way. Some of their arguments I'm going to dismiss outright, okay? Some of them, on the other hand, I'm just going to shrug my shoulders and say, huh, interesting. I don't know. But this I do know, that God, our God, the God of the Bible, created the heavens and the earth, and the earth is young, not this ruin reconstruction theory, which oftentimes creeps into some of the Christian concepts of this ancient astronaut theory. And I know that Jesus, God's Son, who is God, manifest in the flesh, the hypostatic union, fully God and fully man, lived a perfect, sinless life, and then he took our punishment on a cross 2,000 years ago. He went up on that cross willingly and took the punishment that you and I deserve for our sins. God demands justice, and then God, the righteous judge himself, sacrifices himself, paying the penalty, the fine that we owe if we just trust in him and him alone for the forgiveness of our sins, and we repent, we turn away, we stop sinning. Stop it. Stop that. Okay, this I do know. On the other hand, I also know that aliens do not exist. There are no extraterrestrial beings on other planets who live in flesh, who fly here, and whatever. We were not created by aliens. Aliens do not exist. All right? So my legal disclaimer before we really get into this series, and we will don the tinfoil hat for this series. That's right, my friends. Get out your tinfoil hats. You don't want the aliens to hear our thoughts. So we need to talk quietly, and we need to put on our tinfoil hats. I give you permission. We're going to have fun in this series. We're going to talk about a lot of strange stuff, but I want to give you my legal disclaimer before we get going. I do not believe in aliens. I don't. I don't believe that aliens created life on this planet. Of course, that's a given. In fact, many of the things we're going to talk about in this series, the evidence that this ancient astronaut crowd use, their different points that they will bring up, a lot of it has been debunked. A lot of it has been found to be fraud or artwork from the past that is depicting something that they are reading into. Okay. Maybe not flying saucers in those paintings after all, those kind of things. All right. But having said all that, I will say this. We know. We can all agree on this, Christians, if you are Christian. We can agree on this. We do believe that God created the heavens and the earth, right? We also believe that a particular angel, the shining one, Lucifer, fell from heaven. He turned his back on God. And that particular angel, that fallen angel, has been duping mankind for thousands of years. He has spread so many fantastic, believable lies around this planet through various means. Just look at all the different religions that claim to have been started through some kind of an angelic or godly, God-man, God-something type visitation. All right, think that through. The angel Gabriel visiting Mohammed. Yeah, right. The angel Moroni visiting Joseph Smith, who started the Latter-day Saint Church, the Mormons. You look at all these different faiths, all the different hundreds of gods that the Hindus worship. You look at all these different faiths, these people who believe that they are visited by the ascended masters, Madame P. Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Benjamin Cream, all these different Benjamin Krem. Had a nice serving of Benjamin Cream pie the other day. No, anyway, I'm sorry, guys. All these different groups for the last many thousands of years, 6,000 years, who have come about claiming that they have been visited by some or several beings from outside of our space-time dimension, outside of our reality, something along those lines. We all, as Christians, can, at least some of these, were started by either a demonic visitation or Lucifer himself. The Bible makes it clear that Lucifer will disguise himself at times to bring about different, well, some of his lies. And that's clear. And in other cases, we can pretty confidently guess, speculate, that some of these faiths were started by men or women who were seeking some other motivation, whether it was money, power, or you name it, okay? Whether they were deceived or they just knew they were deceiving on purpose, we don't know. And so likewise, let's carry that over to this whole ancient astronaut theory, the idea that aliens started life on this earth. There are people who claim that they've seen UFOs. All right. In my opinion, there are three explanations for this UFO phenomenon. And we have to look at each case individually. Not that we're going to, but I'm just saying. Every time someone says they saw a UFO, you have to look at it in one of three ways. Either A, they were tripping. They were hallucinating. They saw something. They don't know what they saw, okay, but it was unidentified in their eyes, so it was a UFO, okay? That's A. B, they're lying, okay? For whatever motivation, we don't know, but that is certainly the case. I know that there are some cases of UFO sightings that's nothing more than a lie, a hoax, a fraud, okay? And thirdly, the possibility, okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, the possibility that Satan is propagating a new, sophisticated, modern-day lie, okay? Is that possibly, check this out, could it possibly be that the Great Deception will involve this ancient astronaut idea? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there for all you Christian sci-fiers out there, because I know you exist, because I'm one of them. These ancient astronaut theories and the different Christian ministries that kind of have tinfoil hats and they kind of live on the fringe of Christianity. Most of the time, they're very orthodox, okay, most of the time. All right, so they are Christians, and they have bizarre, sci-fi, wild, and kind of fun to entertain theories about who these ancient astronauts actually are. And they have podcasts, and they have movies, and they have all forms of media. They're out there. They're very interesting to listen to. Are they right? I don't know. I don't know. I can definitely outright debunk some of the stuff they're saying because, well, there are some things that they put forth, different individuals, that are flat out wrong, unbiblical. And many of the others amongst these groups they'll sign on to that too and say, no, that's wrong. That's not right. But anyway, wow, all that to say, Satan can, and we can all agree on this, Satan might have his hand in some, definitely not all, but some of this strange UFO / ancient astronaut phenomenon. So let's stop right there. As always, we try to keep these podcasts somewhere around 10 to 15 minutes. So tomorrow, we're going to don the tinfoil hats, and we're going to start exploring what these ancient astronaut theorists believe. And eventually, not tomorrow, but eventually, we'll start looking at a Christian perspective, still kind of on the fringe. Definitely hold on to the tinfoil hats there, but we'll have fun. And we're going to look at this. We're also eventually going to explore how we can deal with this situation. Either way, either side of the fence you want to fall as far as the Christian perspective, how do we deal with this? How do we reach these people? Because that's what it's all about. Let's get some people saved. So anyway, with that, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and you guys can hook up with me there. Leave comments and questions. I really want to talk to you guys. Also, you can catch me on Facebook under Michael Bohm, Twitter, and Google+. So with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.